Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I assist you today?
Hey, how you doing, Miss Vicky?
I'm
calling because a transaction was done on my card that I didn't authorize.
Sure, I'd be more than happy to help you, sir. Can I have your zip code, please?
Yes, 23504.
And your name, sir?
Tony Marshall.
Mr. Marshall, could you verify your shipping address for me for security purposes on your account, please?
Yes, 1243 Hanson Avenue, Norfolk, Virginia.
Okay.
23504.
Good deal. Thank you for that information, Mr. Marshall. How are you today, sir?
I could be better.
Okay. Well, let me see if I can make you $59.89 better. Let's see. This is a mobile food app that was bundled, sir, with the sweepstakes to win a free Dyson Z11. The name of the app is Bites Hub, and they bundled it and put you in a sweepstakes to win a free Dyson Z11. The charge was made on today, actually, Mr. Marshall. They do offer it for $20 a month, and Bites Hub is just an app that encourages healthy eating, sir. They give you tips on how to cut sugar and carb cravings, things like that.
No, I didn't authorize that, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I'll get it voided back to your card, sir, okay?
Okay.
I'm voiding that charge back to your Visa card that ends. Hang on just a moment. Can't see the whole number. Ending in 4505. Well, that's okay, sir. It'll just go back back to whatever, since it just happened today.
Okay.
Haven't disputed it yet because it has to pinned for 3 days before they can dispute it. So I refunded it to avoid you having to dispute it. I actually voided it back. So what's going to happen in this instance, Mr. Marshall, is whatever card that they issue you, that money will be on it by the time you get the new card, unless you got it today. In that case, it'll be a couple of days before their charge is put back in your account.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, Mr. Marshall, I have a cancellation number for you for your records.
Okay, what is it?
It's going to be C as in cancel.
All right.
920-832-681.
Okay.
I also sent you a void confirmation email, sir, to mr.tony_marshall@yahoo.com. You should get that refund confirmation email. It's actually a void confirmation, and it's just letting you know that that money is on its way back to your card, sir.
Okay. Yeah, it automatically did it got my information from the survey?
It got your information. If you responded to it, that's what I keep telling people. If your information sometimes is already on autofill on your device, some of these websites will get your information and just apply them. They'll autofill it, even if you don't authorize it. I know because it happened to me. So what I want to recommend to you, Mr. Marshall, if you have your credit card, debit card information stored on your phone or on your computer, take it off and just do it manually. I mean, it's a convenience factor, but it's not convenient when you're getting charged $59.89 and you didn't even authorize a charge.
Right.
You know what I mean? So if you have that information in your phone or on your tablet, please take it off. Because the way these websites
I ordered a new card. Yeah, I guess that's from what, you know, when you make payments, I guess it automatically stores.
Exactly. But see, deep things like this can happen nowadays.
Okay. All right.
Okay, Mr. Marshall, is there anything else that I can assist you with today?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, you have a wonderful summer. Stay safe, and thank you for calling customer support, sir.
All right.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Game three.